Good morning. With us on Veterans Day is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
We certainly honor our veterans today, as we should every day. And now there's a campaign for veterans called Green Light a Veteran, and it's taken off.
Yeah, and it has meant that many lights are out for Capital Region Hardware and Home Improvement stores. This is a program that began with Walmart, and it's meant to honor veterans by displaying a single green light outside your house, and that just shows support for the nation's military vets. The initiative has really taken off thanks in large part to social media. Green lights have sold out in Walmarts, but also in local hardware stores and all the stores. We talked to many hardware stores, probably a dozen or more yesterday, and they said they had all sold out of green light bulbs, and they were getting tons of calls about this, and they just couldn't keep these in stock. They talked about the fact that they had never seen anything take off as quickly as this has. Company chose green for the project, according to a Green Light Event website, because there is one of those, because green is the color of hope, renewal, and well-being. Walmart is donating the profit from all of the sale of these light bulbs to military nonprofit organization that helps veterans. We have large public buildings illuminating themselves in green. We have State University of New York at Plattsburgh. It's got some buildings lit up in green. So it's something you will see today. But the point of the project is not just to light your buildings today, but to keep these green lights on all the time.
Well, we're going from honoring our veterans to a tragic story that's highlighting the surge of heroin addiction in our region, and it has resulted in a murder.
Yeah, two county men were charged on Tuesday in connection with the August death of hairstylist Jacqueline Pereca at a Sand Creek Road salon in Colony. The two men were charged with first-degree felony murder and first-degree burglary. Colony police say the pair were looking for money to fuel their heroin habit when they attacked and killed Pereca at a salon in August. She was stabbed to death. The lead detector in the case, Bob Wynn, said police estimated the killers escaped from the burglary with between $500 and $800. There was a press conference in Colony yesterday. Wynn described this as a horrific and tragic event for a small amount of money. So again, we hear about heroin and the impact, but this has brought the case really home to a lot of people in the Capital Region yesterday.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more, you can go to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks, and again, a happy Veterans Day to all.